Eastern Iowa's variety station, Mix 94.7 KMCH. Michael Bublé on this Friday morning. It takes us to 9:30, just a little before. And our guest of the day segments, where we focus in on the events, the organizations, the issues that impact us as listeners each and every weekday. We do it courtesy of Bill Thomas, Farm Bureau Financial Services. I want you to mark your calendar. 1 week from tomorrow, April 27th. It is the Earth Day cleanup that's going to be going on in our community. It's put on once again by the Delaware County Democrats, being joined by Neil Henkinesius, and I know I mispronounced that, Neil, so we're just going to call you Neil at this point. Bill Lester, and we'll call you Bill in fairness, Bill, unless you want to be called something else.
No, that's fine.
All right, good. Well, you guys are kind of representing the Democrats here on this cleanup day. We were talking just a little bit off the air. Fourth year that this is, you guys have kind of been heading this up?
Yes, this will be our fourth year. It's an annual event. We usually have it a week after Labor Day, or excuse me, Earth Day. And we have always a pretty good turnout. And this is not political affiliated. Everybody's invited.
Now, have you guys in years past, do you concentrate on like one area, or are you, is it a citywide cleanup? How do you determine where you're going?
Well, first of all, I'd like to give recognition to our county chairs, Carol Hennessy and Nancy Henkinius, that got this thing going and encouraged our membership to get involved, to give back to the community in certain ways. For 3 years, at least 3 years, we've been doing it at Pin Oak Park and Bailey's Ford Park. And this past, before this came up, we thought maybe there's another place we can do this. And our co-chairs contacted the fair board, and they thought, hey, that's a good idea. And they probably needed a little more than maybe the county parks, because the county parks do a pretty good job on their own to maintain things. And so we're looking forward to this new event or new area for the event.
But at the same time, you know, when you're coming out of the winter season, yes, you could say, oh, the people leaving litter behind, but you got the winter winds blowing stuff in and whatnot. And it's a nice way to kind of get things ready to go for the summer, and people being outdoors as well. So give us the details. Give us, where are we meeting, and what do we need to bring to get started?
We'll be meeting at the Delaware County Fairgrounds at the 4-H Pavilion there. It's at the outside dining area, at the picnic area there. And we're going to meet there at 10 o'clock. We'll usually go from 10 to 12. Then we'll have a light lunch. And what you would want to bring would be, you know, dress for the weather. If you want some gloves, bring that. We'll have some trash bags and so forth for everyone there.
And again, and Bill, you said it, we should repeat that, though. This is not politically motivated. Yes, you represent the Delaware County Democrats, mm-hmm. but we all live in this community, and whether you're a Democrat or a Republican or an Independent or a Green Party, I don't know if they exist here in Delaware County. I'm sure there's a voter or two on there. You're welcome to come.
That's right.
And we, you know, we try and do several events through the year. Last month, we sponsored an AARP fraud watch at the Manchester Public Library, and it was very well attended. We're doing the Earth Day thing this month. Next month, we'll be giving at least two scholarships to some graduating seniors from the area schools. And in fall, we have our fundraiser and food drive for the local food bank. So we just try to do things to give back to the community a little bit.
Now, is there a resource that you guys have, a social media or something like that, so if folks need more information about what you got going on, they can go to Facebook page?
Yeah, Facebook page.
So you just go to Delaware County Democrats and you'll be able to find it?
Yeah.
All right. Well, the event itself is the 27th. And again, what time are we meeting at the pavilion?
That'd be 10 o'clock.
10 o'clock. Anyone and everyone is welcome to attend to help beautify our community, our county, And we hope that a lot of people show up. Is there any last other things that you want to mention, Bill?
Yeah, just a reminder, if the people would enter at the East Gate at the fairgrounds, and it's at the 4-H Club building.
And Neil, any last words?
For more information, you can contact Nancy and Kenny us at 319-569-9181. And also Carol Hennessy at 319-389-2408.
You know, the thing that, you know, we didn't say is the why. We got the who, what, when, where. Why is it important to do things like this?
Well, you give back to your community. Also for the environment. It's better for the environment. It looks good. Wildlife, you know, they have a tendency to pick up things and swallow things, not necessarily good for them. And it's involvement. It's getting involved, and, you know, we want to lead by example.
So. Indeed. And you have to admit, there's a certain amount of pride in good stewardship of the land that we call home. So take part. Again, the 27th, 10 o'clock, meet at the pavilion, bring some trash bags and some gloves. We're going to work. But we're going to make our town that much cleaner and that much more beautiful. Bill and Neil, thank you so much for sharing your morning with us.
Well, thank you.
Morning.
Thank you.
Indeed. Of course, we'll be checking in with Julie Frick. Now, she's also going to talk a little bit about volunteering after this from Bill Thomas.